This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is accusing Russia of trying to destroy the Donbas and all who live there. He said the cities and towns of Donbas will strike and survive only if Ukraine remains standing. If the Russian invaders are able to realize their plans, even partially, then they have enough artillery and aircraft to turn their entire Donbas into stones, as they did with Mariupol. Zelensky said Mariupol, once one of the most developed cities in the region, was now a Russian concentration camp among the ruins. A senior U.S. defense official said Friday that the Russian offensive is going much slower than planned, in part because of the strength of Ukraine's resistance. He said the U.S. believes the Russians are at least several days behind where they wanted to be as they try to encircle Ukrainian troops. Meanwhile, at a news conference, the Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the Russian President Vladimir Putin's attempts on justifying Russia's invasion of Ukraine strain credulity.
It's hard to square his, let's just call it what it is, his BS, that this is about Nazism in Ukraine, and it's about protecting Russians in Ukraine, and it's about defending Russian national interests, when none of them were threatened by Ukraine. It's hard to square that rhetoric by what he's actually doing inside Ukraine to innocent people.
Russia has staved off a default on its debt by making a last-minute payment using its precious dollar reserves sitting outside the country. That's according to U.S. Treasury officials. The Russian Finance Ministry said Friday it would meet payments at a London branch of Citigroup. This is VOA News. A British national gets life sentence for his part in Islamic beheadings. Details from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
National Alexander Coty, who was convicted in U.S. District Court in Alexandria, Virginia, for his role in Islamic State hostage takings, torture, and beheadings, was sentenced Friday to life in prison. Coty was one of the Islamic State terrorists called the Beatles by their captives because of their British accents. Coty was specifically charged with conspiring in the kidnapping and deaths of four Americans, journalist James Foley and Stephen Sotloff, and aid workers Kayla Mueller and Peter Kasig. Foley, Sotloff, and Kasig were all beheaded. Mueller was tortured and raped by an Islamic State leader before she was killed. I'm Mike Gracia.
A powerful blast hit a mosque in western Kabul during prayers Friday, killing at least 10, wounding 15 officials amidst a spate of attacks on Afghan places of worship and civilian targets during the holy month of Ramadan. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
A deputy spokesman for the Interior Ministry said the blast had hit the Khalifa Sahib Mosque in western Kabul at around 2 p.m. local time. One man who was inside the mosque at the time told Reuters a huge blast tore through the building during prayers, the explosion burning his feet and hands. A nurse at a nearby hospital who declined to be named said they'd received several people in critical condition from the attack. Scores of Afghan civilians have been killed in recent weeks in blasts, some of which have been claimed by Islamic State. Many of the attacks have targeted the Shiite religious minority. However, Sunni mosques have also been attacked. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The head of the European Union's border agency has now resigned following allegations that the agency named Frontex was involved in an illegal pushback of migrants. The pushback's force would be refugees away from a border before they can reach a country and claim a system. They are considered violations of international refugee protection agreements. The EU Commission says it takes note of the resignation of Frontex Executive Director Fabrice Leggeri following a day of speculation of his fate. The announcement came after a board meeting of the European Border and Coast Guard Agency. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is accusing Russia of trying to destroy the Donbas and all who live there. He said the cities and towns of Donbas will survive only if Ukraine remains standing. And more at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.